Matt Dillmore, along with
Matt Alsberg.
Matt, welcome to the 76th straight episode of Pussyfoot.
The bicentennial episode.
Yes, yes. The site, the website, of course, this month is divided up into, what have we historically called it, Matt?
The community billboard.
Yes. Yeah. You can jump ahead to listen to our keynote guest interview,
which
this month is Mr. Dennis Woodruff. Matt, we were discussing that, like,
yes,
in some ways, Woodruff is a Santa-like character here, yes, in Los Angeles.
A sort of Kris Kringle-ish man who has made L.A. his own personal North Pole.
Our correspondence this month, Maddie, let's start with the obit.
Yes.
It's Misty Mayhem.
Correct.
We're calling her the Jingle Bell.
Ooh,
of Pussyfoot, B-E-L-L-E.
Yes, I got it.
There's a bear of a man this month.
This is a man without whom so many children, young and into their early 30s, probably wouldn't be receiving the gifts that they were dreaming of.
Under their tree.
Yes.
Gotcha, gotcha. So that's a Misty obit not to be missed. Then, of course, we've got Blake. And,
yes,
and this month, Matt, it's the month of December, a time when historically scary films are not in theaters.
That is correct.
But yet, Blake's Christmas wish has come true.
Blake has been nice all year.
Yep.
And voila, it has been delivered.
Yes. The Babadook. It's an Australian film.
That's right.
Of course, Blake, in keeping with holiday tradition here on Pussyfoot, he does a song version of his review.
Correct.
Matt, what's the spin this year?
This year, Blake's kind of running low on Christmas carols that inspire him.
Right.
So he's bringing sort of something more along the lines of like a spoken wordy kind of piece. Yes.
So in other words, a twist on a very popular Blake theme.
Correct.
Review here for Blake at the Movies in December. And Matt, let's just address, this is the, should we say, 117-pound elephant in the room?
Correct.
Mr. Eddie Rouse has passed away.
That's right.
And it's something that is real. It's not a joke.
Not a prank.
We joke around. This is not that listener way back when that had the prank war. We're not engaging in a prank
war. Right. This is not for those listeners on April 1st of 2013 who checked the site.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah.
Homeland Security, DHS had seized the site. This is not that.
It's not an extension of that. Eddie did actually pass away. So what we're going to do is address Eddie's death and a little bit of a tribute in,
yes,
that segment. So we encourage you guys to jump ahead, click on the Eddie segment, and we'll kind of have a nice bit of summation for Mr. Rouse.
Yes.
And that, Matt, kind of leads us to an announcement.
Correct.
We, as a result of Eddie's passing,
yep,
and a variety of kind of other scheduling and outside,
yes,
factors, this is the final Pussyfoot of all time.
That's right. We're putting a bow on it,
yes,
as they say.
At 76.
Yes.
So we want to, of course, thank everybody who's ever been a guest or helped us out on the show.
That's right.
Specifically, some people that we've also lost in addition,
that's
to
right,
Eddie Rouse. We've lost Mr. Dan Van Auken,
yes,
who was a friend of mine and did the Week in Winkerbean,
that's right,
segment. Bunny Poe, one half of the Boaz Philharmonic.
Correct.
We've got, of course, Mr. Imagination.
Mr. Imagination. So, sort of the first that we...
Yeah, yeah. He was the first one to go. We've also lost, quite recently,
yes,
two people that were some of the better interviews, I think, that we've done throughout the course of the show. One is Mr. Russell Neswick.
That's right.
And then also Bob Baker.
Yeah.
His Christmas shows at the Marionette Theater are legendary. So, thank you to those guys. Maddie, our final act.
Yes.
As the Pussyfoot brothers.
Thank you, Lil B.
Yes. We've got to declare a song of the year for 2014.
It wouldn't be right without.
This is something we've never done before. What is it?
This is a field recording,
mm-hmm,
of sort of Filipino mountain music,
yes,
from way up yonder in the sticks.
Yes.
It's sort of like the Filipino equivalent of a holler.
Yeah, this record is called Music from the Mountain Provinces.
Yes.
And it's on one of the better labels out there, quite frankly, Numero Group. It came out in 2014. This comes from a guy named David Blair Stifler.
Mm-hmm.
There's
not his mom.
There's some sort of American Pie joke in there somewhere. So this track is called Badjal or Yakin Gong.
Yes.
So we want to say thanks again for 6+ years, 76 shows. Matt Dillmore, Matt Alsberg, Song of the Year from Music from the Mountain Provinces.
Oh,